Thank you. I would like to talk about what is happening mostly in Japan. Every year we indicate the annual plan, and this was the plan or policy for 2018 for the Japanese market. For the enterprise business, ex-gen IPS business is shown at the top of the list. Tipping point business was not strongly promoted by HP, and the user base was very small. But in 2018, thanks to everybody's support, Trend Micro's sales team can now provide Tipping Point as a solution, and especially in OT, which is a new area for us. Deep discovery and Tipping Point combination is being provided as a solution. This is what we started in 2018, and it's been a major step forward. Tipping Point business has started off nicely in Japan. And the second bullet point is SOC support. The English version was available in November, and we have to wait for the Japanese version, so there is some delay in the shipment of the product, so we didn't exactly do this, but in 2018, regarding many large enterprises, we have received a request for consultation. For example, in manufacturing industry, when they manufacture the products, they need a security policy. And also after products are shipped, they need to set up the security policy for those shipped products. And the manufacturers are thinking about company-wide security policy. And they are directly asking us for consultation. And using IoT, there is potential vulnerability in any IoT system. So we have received requests directly from the customers to investigate the vulnerability. And these are some of the new areas that we have entered into in 2018. We also have some education training requests. And this is what we started in 2018. In 2019, we will continue to work on these new relationships. We may receive a request for consultation as a security company, and that will be the starting point for new business opportunities. And we are seeing more and more of these cases.
For consumer market, we're moving forward with home network, mobile security, and we're working with companies like Big Camera, and we have various corners where our home routers are placed. And from those areas, we're also working in the television corners, and our home network security sales is increasing in the TV section as well. There's the Rugby World Cup, and there's also the increase in the consumption tax this year. So the television corner is an area where retailers are focusing their areas, and if there are 40-inch television sets bought, then our products are often sold at the same time with them. And there's Elecom and the routers where, in most cases, our product is included. And for digital life support, there's a lot of experiments. We haven't started the official delivery yet, but there's not been any sales contributions from that area last year. But this year, we believe that this will come about. And we believe that sales contributions can be made from this area. As for IoT, there's a lot of announcements that have been made. We have made over 40 announcements about partners or POCs involving IoT. And there are quite a few validation trials that have been implemented as well. And in Q4, we're working on the hybrid infrastructure protection. Trend Micro is shifting from the endpoint to the infrastructure. And we have increased year over year 26% and 19% year over year increase in new sales. Especially in the mid-market, there is higher penetration. And so Compared to the previous year, we have increased by 44%. And in new areas, there's NEC, and our deep security has been adopted for their servers as a standard. And there's also insurance coverage of cybersecurity that NEC is offering with Sumitomo Mitsui Marine Insurance Company. And for deep discovery, there have been big deals, including those involving Tipping Point, and in the area of OT as well. There are bigger deals, and we're also getting big deals from the central government. As for the user protection area, for the endpoint market, we've had a great share, but there's also been an increase by 13% in new sales, so we continue to see steady growth here. For the small and medium companies, we have the security appliance product Cloud Edge, and this has been increased 70% in terms of new customers and 75% increase in terms of year-over-year sales. And we want to have further progress in this area. We're seeing an increase in the number of partners. And in the CAS product for cloud application security for Office 365, they say that Microsoft has security functions, but there are some areas that need to be covered more. So with the use of CAS or CAS, it will be possible to enhance the security. It's not just for the large enterprise, but also there are more and more companies who are SMBs or companies with less than 100 employees that have started to adopt this. And even more than the standard features of Office 365, we're able to achieve greater results in this area. And also there's the cloud storage that is combined. And so CAS is able to scan everything and all the combinations so that we're seeing more partners that are offering solutions in this area. For the consumer area, from the beginning of September, there was activity in the Apple Store. And for 2 to 3 months, we were not able to sell because of the situation there. But even there, Q4, including retailers, we have been able to avoid impacting PC soft sales while still increasing our share in this area. And there had been, in terms of the handset retail stores, all of our partners have started to resume selling our products, and there is greater user penetration. And when it comes to the resellers of handsets, we have seen 2.6 times greater growth than the previous year. And in router vendors, there are OEM shipments that are increasing, especially for the Tyrant Micro smart home network. On a year-over-year basis, we have increased by 1.6 times in terms of sales. And for the router vendors that are embedded with our smartphone user interface, on a monthly basis, we're shifting to a revenue share model. We're moving forward with the negotiations. And once this is done, even with router vendors, on a monthly basis, we would be able to secure sales. And so in both Japan as well as the global market, we are negotiating on this. And for 2018, we made a lot of efforts in the area of enterprise market. We've started to get consulting deals. Depending on the vertical, we have increased our knowledge, including the central government, financial industry, and manufacturing. And we're able to talk a different language. We're able to talk not just about our products, but also the issues that the particular verticals face. And we're able to use a language that is understandable to them instead of language that is unique to Trend Micro. And this has increased confidence among our customers, including the confidence that the central government has towards us. And we have been providing our intelligence as a result. For the consumer market, in the United States, home network security sales will be started. So in the home security network area, on a monthly basis, we'll be able to generate new sales. We'll be able to do this on a global basis. So we're looking forward to the results. As for IoT, in the network security area, there's VMware that is taking advantage of our network function virtualization. And we have gotten the authentication for this. And we have solid solutions in place for these new developments. In NTT Docomo, there's the Open Cloud Initiative for 5G. They have created an open house for this. And our virtual network function is being looked at. And IIJ has recently moved forward with industrial IoT network security software, FSEG. And our solution has been included as a standard, and deliveries have started. And for IoT devices, there's Moxa and Conexio that has been moving forward with efforts. And we have established a joint venture operation with Moxa and with Conexia for IoT gateway. There's going to be smart ready IoT secure pack that will start launching from this month. So in regard to Trend Micro IoT security, there are more gateways for agricultural use and for the factory use. These are going to be shipped, and on a monthly basis we'll be able to make a contribution to sales through these initiatives. And we are positively participating in a lot of different global events for IoT, for the automotive, for factories. There are more and more solutions that we are pushing forward. And we'll increase this in this year as well. Looking back at last year, there's a variety of different efforts that have been made for autonomous driving and connected cars. And these products will start to generate sales more and more this year, including Moxa, and also for the TFS one for factories. We have, from the second half of this year, there's going to be a lot of more protocols that we'll be able to accommodate in factories, and we'll be able to go to the lower layers for security. A total solution can be provided. We will take the initiative in providing solutions here in Japan, and there are much expectations about what we can do in this area. With that, concludes my report. Thank you.